Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Tamilore and this is Solace. Alright, so for today's episode, I am going to be talking about rape culture. So I wanted to do this last week. I just felt like I wasn't educated enough on rape culture, you know. I knew what was happening, but I didn't know so much about it. And I wanted to make sure I had enough information before I came up and I was like, you know what, let's talk about it. So that's why I'm doing it now, and not last week. So I just want to say this really quickly. No human being on the surface of planet Earth would wake up and think of someone and be like, yes, let's go and rape this person. No, that doesn't happen. Rape is premeditated. You know what you're doing. So don't sit there and be like, you know, it was a mistake, it was the devil. It wasn't the devil. It was you. You knew what you were doing. You thought about it times and times and times without number before you actually decided to do it. So let's move on. I'm going to give out statistics first, you know, about rape over the years in Nigeria. So first of all, let's go back to 2011. Now here it says 2 million girls are raped every year, and out of those 2 million girls, 20% of those cases are reported. Just 20% of the cases are reported. All right, let's move on. Okay, 2018, 10,000 girls are raped each day. 10,000 different girls are raped each day in Nigeria, and this was 2018. Let's move on. Okay, so July 2019, 1 in 3 girls in Nigeria would have experienced sexual assault before the age of 25. Alright. So, since the lockdown, which is this quarantine period due to COVID-19, 4 to 7 cases go in reported, as in 4 in 7 cases reported to the police station or organizations in general. 4 to 7 cases are reported, and 70% of those cases are rape. Okay. So, at the end of March this year, rape had increased by 22%, and 67 of them were family members. So, in case you guys did not know, up until recently, if rape cases were reported and they were not given court hearings within 2 months, they were barred, meaning that they were not going to be reviewed, they were not going to look at, they basically weren't going to be heard in any court in Nigeria. Recently, that rule or law has been changed, and still a lot of states in Nigeria have not implemented that particular rule in, you know, like their system. So as we probably know, rape is not a one gender thing. It's not just men who rape. Okay, there are women who rape too. So I need to understand, why are you people so perverted? What is so interesting about raping someone? What is so interesting about doing something to someone against their will? And you have the nerve to sit there in a courtroom or in a police cell and be like, you know, it's not my fault. It's the victim's fault, you know. She was either dressing inappropriately, or he or she was there at the wrong time. It's just not my fault. I need to understand. How is that our fault? How is it the victim's fault? And then, you know, they'll go like, you know, the girl was dressing inappropriately. All right. So what happened to this girl? I forget the state she was in. I think it was Jigawa. I think it was Jigawa. This girl is Muslim, you know, she has the entire clothes. Like, I don't know how to describe it, the regalia. I don't even know if I should call it a regalia. Like, just the clothes they wear. You know, the hijab, the long thing, and the socks, and the jalabia, and everything. You know, and she was wearing it, and she still got raped. So, can I ask a question? What prompted the rape? She was dressing inappropriately too. Okay, yes, you're right. You know, she didn't cover her face. You know, her nose was so attractive. You know, her eyes, oh my God. It blew the rapist's mind. He was like, if I don't rape this girl, that's the end. her nose, her eyes, her cheeks, even her teeth. Even her teeth were attractive. Even her teeth were attractive. You know, that's why she got raped. You guys are funny. People are funny. People who say that it's the girl's fault or it's the victim's fault, people are funny. So if someone was murdered, you know, you will go to court and say, yes, it is the deceased's fault. The person who died is their fault. It's their fault they got murdered, you know. It's not the other person's fault. It's not the murderer's fault. It's the deceased's fault. The guy that died, the person that died, is his or her fault. They are the reason why they are dead. As in, someone will kill me, yo, and in court, you'll be telling the judge that it is my fault I am dead. Why? Can something like that hold up in court about murder? So please, why is it held up about rape? It's not like the girl said, please come and rape me. No. So, and parents will be telling their children, you know, dress appropriately, like, girl, you know, cover up, wear long skirts, you know, your skirt should be knee length, your shirt should be long sleeved, nothing should be tight, everything's baggy, all right. And we dress like that and we still get raped. Please ask the rapist, what was he attracted to? My legs, the shoe I was wearing, my kneecap. Or is it my hands, my tiny hands? That's what you were attracted to. You were attracted to my tiny short hands. That is why you decided you rape. Come on. Why don't you just control the people around you? Why don't you stop blaming the victim and actually blame the rapist? Because if you are one of those who go like, you know, it's the victim's fault, you know, it's her fault. She was wearing a short dress. She was at the wrong place at the wrong time. Then, to be honest, you are a problem in the society. You are one of the many reasons why rape culture is still ongoing. Because you won't sit down and you won't think, or you won't say, or you won't realize that it's the rapist's fault. Don't sit there and be telling me it's a two-way thing. It isn't a two-way thing. It is not. I understand girls should dress appropriately. Alright, but for those who have been dressing appropriately and they still get raped, what do you want to say? The next thing, wrong place, wrong time. Why are you making excuses for rapists? Why don't you just own up that they were wrong instead of blaming the victim? Because of what? Please explain to me, what are you gaining from blaming the victim? I'll answer that question for you. Absolutely nothing. Do you know the effect rape has on a girl or a boy or on a victim in general? At the end of the day, it's someone who is close to you. It's either your family member or a family friend, and you're wondering in your head, but this person was like an uncle to me. But this person was supposed to be, you know, my sister, like an older sister to me. Or this person is my sister. Or this person is my father. You send that victim in shock because they can't believe what happened or what is happening because you are somewhat close to them. Therefore, they don't see it coming. So reporting it is hard because, I mean, not only would you threaten the victim, but you are someone the victim is supposed to care about. You are someone the victim is supposed to love, cherish, protect. They have been taught to love, cherish, and protect you, and you break their trust. So moving forward in their life, you know, how are they supposed to get married or have children if they can't trust the opposite sex because they have been raped by such? How would you expect them to move forward? You know, they begin to think it's because of them, it's their fault, and before you know what's happening, depression sets in. Suicide is another thought because the society sees them as unclean. We push them away and we tell them it is their fault. We tell them that you don't belong in society. You are an abomination because you were raped. Please, why? If you have nothing to say about those who have been raped, you know, if you don't want to support them, please do the world a favor and keep quiet. If what you're going to say is not positive, if what you're going to say is not going to help the victim, please, why are you talking? you're not helping the victim, you're not helping anybody. You're just talking because you believe it is the victim's fault. You believe it is their fault. You believe what the rapist did was justified. So are you telling me someone should rape your sister, your mother, your brother, your father, that you will sit down there and say it is their fault, it's your family member's fault, it's your sister's fault she got raped, it's your mother's fault she got raped, it's your brother's fault she got raped, it is your father's fault that he got raped? Like, if you can see from the comfort of your home and you're watching the news and you see, you know, such pop up and you're like, yes, the person's fault, please, can you just think about your family? Imagine if it was your sister in that position. Imagine if it was your family in that position. And then think about what you want to say and if it will make sense. You will push victims away in their time of need because they need to be reassured that they are loved, that they are not as dirty as they see themselves. They are normal human beings. You know, when people go and report rape situations or rape cases, I've heard on the news, I've seen on the news, you know, how police officers who receive those cases treat them. You know, they're like, so what were you doing there? Like, from where to where? They raped someone, and then and that person is coming out despite all their rapist has said, you know, the threats and everything, and they still have the strength to come out and say, I was raped. And you are saying, what were you wearing? You open your mouth and say, what time was it? What were you doing in that particular area? You are wicked. You're not nice. You're not a good person. You're not helping that person. It's because of officers like that. People who have been raped are not coming out to say anything because they believe that they will be, you know, looked at like an impure breed of the society. If you know anyone who has been raped, please help that person out. Tell the person to speak up. Tell the person to say something, and justice will be gotten for her or him. Justice will be served for Uwa because she deserves it. She didn't deserve to die in a church because she was studying. And boys, yes, we have found our next victim. Nobody deserves to die for nothing. If you believe you can help someone, if you believe you can help people who have been raped, please do so. Sign petitions, you know, go on protests, reach out to organizations who you know will help rape victims, who you know they can do something about it, you know, just so we can make our community a better place for everyone. We can make our community a safe place in the end. So thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Thank you for listening to me rant. I hope you guys listen again next week. My name is Tamilore. This is Solace. Bye.